FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new and exciting on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide magazine. Today I'm chatting to Justin Adonis, who's the restaurant manager at Ayama Wines in the Paardeberg Mountains, Nepal. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Hello, Jenny, and your listeners as well.
Well, I'm going to ask by starting, what does Ayama mean?
So Ayama, it used to be called Slent Farm, which is the road that leads up to Ayama. But once the Italian owners took over in 2004-2005, because of their relationship and their friendship, they changed it over to Ayama, which in Xhosa means someone to lean on. So, yeah.
Oh, I like that. Good. And tell me, what is the winemaking philosophy on the farm?
So, first of all, our wine gets run by two Italians. So, we've got Giuseppe Di Benedetto. So, he's our marketing guru. So, he's responsible for Ayama's face on social media. And then his partner, Chiara Fabietti, she is our winemaker. So, she's got a rich history in winemaking. So, she started off in Italy. And then from there, it was Bordeaux, France. From France, it was New Zealand, and then eventually they ended up in South Africa. So I would say the philosophy, because she's got the vast experience of Europe and also with a bit of Italian flair, it is now complemented with that South African flavor mixed into it. So we're very much Italian orientated, but when it comes to the winemaking, we've got a couple of cultivars that is very much Italian, like Fermentino, which is a cultivar that we were the first wine farm in South Africa to actually bring that into the country in 2012. And then also we've got a Nero d'Avola, which is from the region Avola in Sicily. And we are only one of two wine farms that's got that specific cultivar as well. So it's definitely, we're keeping the South African feel and a lot of the South African cultivars, but with that Italian influence and Italian style of winemaking as well. So, yeah.
Oh, sounds good. And I know that wine is not your only success. You also grow some amazing produce on the farm. Tell me a little bit about
100%.
That.
100%. Yes, yes. So our wine farm is roughly about 250 hectares. And just like you said now, besides our vineyards, which make up 70% of our actual property itself, we also have San Marzano tomatoes, which is kind of like almost jam tomatoes, if you want to call it that, just so that people understand. We've got zucchini, we've got eggplants. We've also got some asparagus on the farm as well. And then something that people rave about a lot is our artichokes that we have on the farm as well. We've got pears as well, a little bit of fynbos, and we also have proteas. So it's a proper ecosystem that we have going on the farm, yeah.
Wow, I want to take you back to the artichokes. They do happen to be one of my favorite ingredients, but I know they're traditionally quite difficult to pair with wine. What do you suggest?
Yes, 100%. So that's probably one of the reasons why Fermentino, besides the fact that, yes, a lot of Italians know it, but artichokes is kind of like a Brussels sprout. That's probably the closest veg that I can probably draw people's attention to, and that they kind of understand.
No. Is that not a bit of an insult? I think the artichoke.
No. I'm just. Everybody always goes, listen, what does it taste like? So that's like the closest that I can say. But yeah. So artichoke. What I always tell people is, Fermentino, because Fermentino has got aromatic components on the skin, so when you, not to get too technical, but once you press the juice and you get what eventually becomes wine, once you're busy with that process, you let the skin and the juice lay together for about 2 to 3 hours to extract that aromatic components from Fermentino, whether it's wooded or unwooded. Now, that is probably the best wine to pair with artichoke. And people sometimes want to get a little bit cute with the artichoke. All you do is you get all the way to the heart of the artichoke once you peel it down. And it's easy. You can either do it in a pan, get some grill lines on it. If it's on the grill, salt and pepper, olive oil, done and dusted, and you're good to go. But I would say if I had to pick one wine to pair with the artichoke, it'll definitely be a Fermentino.
That's great to know. I'm going to remember that. And thank you. Cannot wait to have the two together. Justin, thank you so much for your time and inspiration.
Ach, no worries. Thank you very much for having me. And yeah, thank you so much for the listeners.
That was Justin Adurnis of Ayama Wines. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.